we'll have, when the U.S. Supreme Court reconvenes in October, they always convene in the first part of October, there will be three Kansas cases on the docket where the state of Kansas itself is a party. And we think it's the first time in the state's history that Kansas has had three cases in front of the U.S. Supreme Court at one time. We know it's the first time in modern history, like, you know, since World War II. And we're pretty sure it's the first time in history, but we didn't go back all the way into the 19th century to check. But it's a big deal to have three cases up at once, especially when you're a smaller state like Kansas. Nobody else, no other state has three cases up this fall, at least at this point. So, you know, our team's working double time right now to get everything ready, because three may not sound like a lot, but the Supreme Court litigation is different. And it's very, very labor-intensive. It takes a tremendous amount of work and preparation. And so we'll be ramped up and ready to go. But there are three interesting cases. All three are cases that came out of the Kansas Supreme Court. And there's now an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court available and has been granted. In two of the cases, the state is appealing because we thought the Kansas court was mistaken. We'll see what the high court thinks. In the other case, we were satisfied with our Kansas court's ruling, but the defendant on the other side has appealed and the high court's agreed to hear it. The three cases are all coincidentally out of northeast Kansas, so not the southwest part of the state, although that's trivia more than anything else. One is an interesting Fourth Amendment case that comes out of Lawrence. An officer made a traffic stop based only on information that the truck that was in front of him was registered to a person who had a suspended driver's license. He didn't have actual knowledge that the driver was driving his own car. He just knew the truck was registered to someone suspended. He stopped them based on that. Turns out they were in fact suspended and issued, charged properly for driving while suspended. And the issue is whether the Fourth Amendment allows that stop or whether that's not sufficiently reasonable suspicion to make the stop. So the stakes are very small in that individual case, but very large in the broader sense of the parameters of the Fourth Amendment. We have a case out of Johnson County that's an identity theft case. It's an issue of whether some provisions in federal law preempt the state's ability to enforce our state identity theft statutes. We think no. The Kansas Supreme Court thought yes, and we'll see. And then the final case is a homicide case, terrible case. It's a death penalty case out of Osage County. A man killed four members of his family, spared a fifth, and he argues that he was convicted of capital murder and jury sentenced him to death. And he is arguing that Kansas has a quirk in state law that we don't actually have a separate affirmative insanity defense in Kansas. And he argues that it's constitutionally required to have one. Our argument is, of course, you have to be able to put on evidence of your mental status. We agree with that. But Kansas has an alternate way to do that through something called the mental disease or defect statute. So that's what we're arguing about there.